guys.
Hello. We do have a fleet out, so I expect us to have a little bit lower attendance today. Hyper, you just keyed up for a millisecond. Be careful there. We probably, if we bring back clap, it probably should be limited to like once a day or once every half day or something. That'd be pretty funny. Yeah, you get one clap for every pap. Pap for clap. No Burn Gita announcement. Vertizbos? Interesting name. There's your bingo card. I don't ever look at the bingos because I don't want to, I don't want to influence them one way or another. Bingos should be natural. All right. I think we can get about started now. We're at 420 in the Fireside channel. It's pretty good. It's the weed number. Okay. So, patch countdown, week two, where, we're still looking forward to it. We don't expect to see the patch notes until probably June 4th. So, next Fireside will not have much more information unless CCP releases more. We are planning as best as we can right now. But definitely sort of waiting with bated breath for the patch notes and more information. And then we can really dig our teeth into it. I wanted to say this is something that we have introduced. It's lemmings.imperium. It's an in-game channel. Lemmings.imperium is in-game. And the reason being is there's always been sort of a tension between people who want Delve.imperium and other Intel channels as an Intel channel only, and those who are like, no, it makes sense to coordinate. It makes sense to coordinate catching people because this is the channel that people post in. So let me paste this in here. So that's the channel. So if in the future you are coordinating hunting someone down, we will refer you to a lemmings.imperium. Lemmings.imperium is just the home defense in-game channel. That's basically what it is. Home defense in-game. I do get really annoyed personally when people are like, guys, Intel only, people are actually trying to hunt people down. But now you can just say, hey, join lemmings.imperium and do home defense. Yes.
Just be nice.
Yes, just be nice. It's free. Being nice is free. So yeah, go ahead and join that channel in game, and it's just a great way to coordinate with people who are also hunting down other groups and other people that are coming in, and it actually could lead to some exciting fights. Indeed, be aggressive. Okay, so moving on from that, we saw an announcement from Gobbins that they're going to attack Ketch before the patch. I just want to reiterate here that we do not care. Our border is EX6. So if Horde wants to fight us, they can come to EX6. That is fine. We will fight you in EX6 or behind EX6. That's all fine. I think they do not want to do that. We have been exceptionally game for fighting them. And for instance, Tri dropped what they called a content fort. And so we brought the content. We brought, 800 Drakes. And then Horde showed up sweaty in Paladins and Long Range Dreads. These people are not there to actually fight. They only want a cheap win that they have, a good shot at like dunking and no chance of losing, right? So if they think they're going to get that and catch, they're wrong. They could. It's going to be an EX6. Please come fight us in EX6. We do not care about anything beyond that. I just want you guys to understand that. Like, we've been exceptionally game to fight. And these guys want to fight, and that's fine. They can come meet us in EX6, and they can see exactly what we'll bring. There's some changes to moon mining coming up. This is just like a general reminder. There's going to be passive moon mining. The Alliance is going to do that. Corpse will still have to active mine their moons. That is what the moons were put out there for. So Corpse will not be anchoring passive moon miners. If someone in your corp is talking about that, just be aware that that's not a thing. We want moons either taken advantage of by people actually mining them, or the Alliance will set up passive miners on them. So that's essentially the only news on moon mining for now. But what about the Imperium Sovereign Faithapolis? Yeah, exactly. So it's actually a pretty small update this week. I'm going to go see a movie pretty soon, so I'm actually going to get out of here pretty quick. But I will open the floor to some questions real quick. If you got questions, throw them out, and I will answer them. Yeah, here we go. So. On passive mining, I heard the Alliance will be taking all the R4 and R8 moons for passive. If corps already have moons and they are active mining them, we are not going to take the moon from them. That's not part of our plan right now. Mike Head says, does the Imperium have plans to invest in lower tier combat and Omnis pawns? I don't know exactly what that means. Omni, I'm going to see Mad Max Furiosa. Borsex, I will not buy your Nanglefar. Will 1DQ be able to power all the current plan structures? Bosha, I don't know that we have the exact details on that, but we're ready to pivot as needed.
Bosha, that one's definitely a future plans because CCP hasn't given us the numbers on what can power what and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. TBD.
Max asks, what if a corp isn't using their moons and just letting them sit there? Usage is something that we're interested in. We can check and see if they're being used. So, we'll see. We are very incentivized to have moons being flipped over because we want members to be making money on them. So if they sit around for too long, that's something the corps know that it's not something we want.
Right, yeah, I can add a little to this. What we don't want is someone going and saying, oh, look, this corporation isn't using their moon. We have data, and we did take that data into account when we redrafted out, I think, 100-plus moons a couple of months ago to a set of member corp. So we're interested in it. I don't want to set an expectation that, like, every moon is going to get mined every single month, and that's something you can watch for, and we'll pull the moon immediately. Don't think that. It's a lot more relaxed than that.
We don't need any reports. We have the information on what gets mined.
But it is a policy that if corps are not mining their moons, they're supposed to turn them back over to the Alliance. That's how we ended up with over 100 over time that we gave back out. You know,
so. Are alt corps able to pass a moon mine? No. No one is able to pass a moon mine. Ooh, Sarah Bjorndotter is suggesting that Ranger Gamma do a Goonswarm history event fleet. I think it's a great idea.
I did one last month, so.
Huh.
Of course, I did for KFU, but that's not important.
That's a long time ago, last month.
Zintage, I'm not going to just tee you up. You can ask a question and maybe get me to do it. Thoughts on the renters and impasse? I think that we should make their life as rough as possible. We need an Asher Epic Stories fleet. I can probably do that. So we are not going to defend Ketch, right? Don't let them advance with that punishment. Yeah, Remy, I think you've absolutely misunderstood what I've said. We are fighting at EX6. That is our border. That's what we care about. Ketch is not a space that we care about. So there's no advance without punishment. There's nothing like that. They can come to EX6 and they can fight, or they can just take space that we don't care about. It's like saying, oh, so you're not going to defend Providence, or you're not going to defend Deterid. Yes, correct. We aren't going to defend Providence. We aren't going to defend Deterid. We will defend our space. I do have my old podcast, HRM, but I think those would probably be way out of date. Am I allowed to build my avatar now? We have a swap program. I think Kaz can talk more about that.
Right, so the answer is still no. If you want an avatar and you want to build a Titan, we would prefer that you build a different Titan. It's a policy, right? You build a different Titan, and we'll find you an avatar to swap with. Someone who wants to not be flying an avatar anymore, there are a bunch of those people too. I just married some Titan wives the other day in Titan Swarm who swapped an avatar for a Ragnarok, I think it was. This is a couple months back now, but it happens regularly.
Yeah, if you want to build a new Titan, don't build an avatar. We can get you an avatar. You can build a Titan that is more useful than an avatar.
Right, exactly. This helps us change the composition of the fleet over time. I know it sounds totally weird, and I'm really sorry if you own an avatar BPO, that's the way the game is for a couple of years, but that's how it is right now.
How do Minotaur ships rust in space? There is no oxygen. There's like free oxygen, right? But I mean, I think they just, you know, go through the edge of the atmosphere. You know, you're be creative. They're also probably built in an atmosphere.
There are a wide variety of reactions that can happen with metal and space gas.
Do you guys know about cold welding? Where if you put two really clean pieces of metal together in space, they just weld. Spontaneously weld because they don't know where the edges are. There's your space fact for the day. Is the Titan Swap thing for all Imperium members or just goons? I think that's a goon thing, but you should reach out to your leadership about that because
it is. Yeah, it is technically only Condi because that's the composition of our Titan fleet. So consult your Alliance leadership. But we're also happy to help arrange swaps if for whatever reason that is something that you end up needing. Yep.
Yeah, if your leader wants to do that, we'll be happy to get a swap done for you. But that is up to your alliance leader, what they want to prioritize as far as Titans go. Can we confirm the new expansion is not touching NPC Delve? I mean, the soft thing. I don't know exactly what you mean by that, but NPC Delve should stay NPC space if that is what you're asking. The avatar is so good it became bad. Yeah, that is actually kind of relatively accurate. You know, that is the problem with these holes that are really hard to get in and out of, is that, you know, you buy one thing, oh, I bought the best hole, and then eventually it gets changed, and now you don't own the best hole. GSOL hiring event, yeah, probably pretty soon, Slushy. We will definitely need more GSOLers come patch day. Does the no Metanox for Corpse apply to low-sec regions? Eagle Claw, we are working on that right now. That's a good Kremlin question. I believe there's a Kremlin coming up in about a week, so good place to ask there. Since we were talking about caps, what dreads do we get? We get the Rev Navy or Zernitra, and then either the Phoenix Navy or the Moros Navy, and then the Phoenix, and then everything else behind that. But Rev Navy or Zernitra are our most preferred hulls right now. R4s are a dime a dozen. How do you plan to try and passive mine every single one? We'll find out, won't we? Naglfar, we do not want Naglfars, no. Yeah, Mikehead, we are planning right now, and as we get more information, we'll have more plans. So do not worry about that. The FC team is itching to go. Like, there's impatience over here. Will there be Locust Moons converted to passive? Unlikely. I mean, our goal, what we want is, we would like, number one, we want people to mine moons. We want that going to you as a member rather than to us. Like, that's more important. There are going to be, you know, moons that are not worth it or are in inconvenient places and are hard to get to the mine, and that's where we're going to be looking at that kind of thing. But we're not looking to take moons from you guys and turn them into passive income for the Alliance. We're looking to keep you guys wealthy. Like, that is we spend about 25 minutes today talking about how do we get our members wealthier quicker. This is a very important thing to us. How do we skip them ahead on the worst part of the game, which is the early curve? You know, if you can accelerate a new player into the ISK making enterprises, then they've skipped the worst part of the game. So that's a huge concern to us and something that we spend a lot of time thinking about. How do we make money for our members? How do we get them rich? Because your success is our success. Yeah, it's a good time to mention LendingBee, and I think we'll be talking more about this in the future, but you can get a $5 billion no collateral loan. Essentially, anyone can get this loan to get you started on bootstrapping your way up to the Ivory Tower, and we're going to have more to talk about that in the near future, but it's something that we talk about a lot. Yeah, Dimashi, you got it right. It's good to have everyone have a broad base of wealth. Yes, Ragnar. When is the first Avalanche Fleet Doctrine planned for? Yeah, that's highly overpowered. I have been enjoying Reddit, like, lose their mind over, you know, just up things goons are saying and then yelling about how goons are bad when it's not even a goon posting it. Now, Reddit is a place that is actively hostile to us. The moderators ban goons from speaking there. They delete goons' posts. Like, that, just, it's good to be aware that essentially, not only do we have the whole galaxy against this, the whole galaxy controls Reddit. So what you were seeing there is not indicative of the truth. Deleted Guy Gobbins is pretty close to the actual case there. Reddit is, you know, the people at the Eve subreddit are actively trying to suppress goon posts, suppress goon posters. This is, like, going on right now. It's in the hands of our enemy, and we have really no recourse there. So just be aware of that. If you are a Reddit reader, and I do check it myself, if you are, be aware that you are seeing a sculpted narrative to make us look bad. That is the point of Reddit now. Yes, there, Bjorn Dutter, that is basically what I'm saying. I mean, we could bring back the Reddit swarm, but as long as they're all the moderators, it doesn't really matter. They can delete whatever they want. There is no accountability. I'm not saying you shouldn't post there. I'm saying you should be aware that your post is likely to be deleted, possibly deleted, and that you are not hearing an even narrative because they are deleting and actively blocking goon posters from posting. All right. Looks like we're wrapping up on the questions. I don't see anything else that needs to be answered. Thank you guys for coming. I will see you all next week. I'll let you know how the movie goes. Take it easy.